Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.
Avery and Reader can't wait for hot food to cool off coming out of the microwave, and the pain is real.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Happy Friday. It's Avery and Reader joining you here, and make sure you enjoy whatever weather's coming our way today, because it's really going to start cooling down this weekend.
Yeah, more seasonal temperatures are going to start hitting the area kind of the day goes on, and it's not going to be too much snow in the forecast over the next few days, but certainly cooler temperatures for sure. So if you're heading outside, make sure you bundle up a little bit more.
Yesterday I was blowing some snow in the yard, and it was funny because it had warmed up to like +2 at one point, +1 maybe. So it was basically snow blowing slush. It kind of felt like, in a weird way. I would have to like blow the snow in a certain way so that it wasn't going in other people's yards, and I'd like spatter it across the yard on the fence, and it would all stick to the fence as I was blowing the snow.
Then you got to go scrape the fence.
Yeah, basically with the shovel and just get it all off, and then just put it all into one massive pile in the backyard. That pile's getting way too big to handle.
It's the season.
Definitely is.
Joey Chestnut eats 76 hot dogs, but Reader eats hundreds of Fruit Loops every day.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Avery and Reader joining you here, as earlier on in the week we had Angus, Pyrenees Cross, 12 weeks old, ended up coming in to visit on a Wednesday, and man, Angus was just the cutest dog ever.
Oh my gosh, what a sweetheart. I can tell you right now, productivity in the office dropped by about a good 50% as soon as Angus came in. What a sweetie, and he's looking for a forever home, and we would love to help and try make that happen. He's just a beautiful puppy. He's already a good size for being about 12 weeks old. We were laughing about just those big old paws.
Oh, like, yeah.
You just get an idea of how big he's going to be when he's fully grown, but just ready to play and explore and give all kinds of love.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And maybe you're a family who's considered getting a dog here over the last little while to give the kids something to do. Or maybe the kids have been begging for one for a while and you just haven't been able to get around to it. Well, here's your opportunity with Paws and Claws Rescue here in Yorkton.
That's right. If you're interested in perhaps giving Angus a home, you can email pawsandclawsyorkton@gmail.com. You can give him a call at 306-621-2113 or 306-516-7660. And you can find more information online as well at www.pawsandclawsyorkton.ca.
Avery isn't afraid to drink milk right out of the carton. Then he doesn't have to share.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Person, maybe you prefer to be woken up in the middle of the night at 3 o'clock in the morning, or maybe you prefer to have your claw furnitured, or maybe you just like good old snuggles from a good old furry cat.
To have your claw furnitured.
Your furniture claw, sorry.
I hate it when my claw gets furnitured. I have to admit, I mean, I like both of them.
Yeah.
They're both great. I think I've always been maybe a little more of a puppy fellow.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're both fun.
I think that showed on Wednesday that you're more of a puppy guy.
Oh my gosh, I was down on the floor playing with Angus in a flash as soon as he came in here.
Yeah, I'd say that I'm more of a cat guy.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's anything against dogs that I have. Like, I love dogs. It's just that I think that cats are a little bit more self-manageable. You know, they can go to the bathroom on their own. They're content sitting on their own, you know. And then whenever you're feeling like a cuddle, you could just grab the cat. However, the cat might not be feeling the cuddle, you know?
Yeah, it's a funny thing. Sometimes they'll just come sit right in your lap and you can just pet your kitty and you hear it just...
Yeah,
it just the purring. And it's all good. But then you get your puppy that comes up and will just plunk on the couch with you and, you know, put his head on your knee and you just...
Yeah,
give him a scratch there, and they, oh, buddy, how you doing? You know,
yeah,
Either way, they just have a way of your pets have a way of making you feel good.
Yeah, see, dogs, like, they seek out that sort of affection, right? Whereas cats, sometimes they will, sometimes they won't.
Yeah.
It's weird with cats. They've got mixed feelings about a little bit of everything.
But they will furniture your claws.
Yes, so. They will furniture your claws. Text or call 306-783-3699. Let us know, do you prefer cats or dogs?
Reader's dream that someone will call him sir without adding "you're making a scene."
Oh, never. More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Well, if you're going to be celebrating Valentine's Day with someone, make sure you head out potentially this weekend, because we're only 18 days away from the big day coming up on February 14th.
You want to make sure you're prepared to create an evening of love.
And maybe if you don't have someone to celebrate with, maybe you can just hang out on your own and
treat
enjoy
yourself.
The night. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Go out to see a movie by yourself, or maybe you can just hunker down with some snacks, watch a movie at home. Why not?
All sorts of things you could do. Yeah, just kick back, relax, and celebrate all things you if you don't have a significant other.
Exactly. And also, who's to say that you can't just spend it with family as well if you really want to, right?
Oh, exactly. There's all kinds of things you can do.
So hopefully you're getting ready for Valentine's Day, as we're only 18 days away. Make sure you get that shopping started, or else you might be one of those last-minuters.
It's a good thing most modern tractors have auto steer. If you've seen Reader Drive, yikes.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Let's make sure you're heading to the Westland Arena tonight, as the Yorkton Terriers are going to be hosting the Battlefords North Stars. Puck drop is at 7 o'clock. I'll be hanging out there. Don't be afraid to say hello.
Yeah, the Terriers looking to rebound after a loss in Nipawin on Tuesday night. Meanwhile, after dropping both ends of a weekend home and home against Weyburn, the Melville Millionaires look to get back into the win column when they welcome the humble Broncos to Horizon Credit Union Center tonight at 7 p.m.
Also, they're going to be hosting the Battlefords North Stars come Saturday as well, so you got a couple of games there if you're a Melville Millionaires fan. And as for the Swan Valley Stampeders, they're getting ready to head to Winnipeg here real quick. On Saturday, they're going to be making their way to take on the Blues at Rink Training Center. 5 o'clock is when puck drop takes place.
Yes, and in the Prairie Junior Hockey League, Fort Knox will be hoping to snap a 3-game losing skid tomorrow night when they head to Delisle for the first of a pair of games against the Chiefs. Game time tomorrow night, 7:30, followed by a Sunday afternoon matinee.
In a world of hot takes, Reader's got a scorcher. French toast, vastly overrated.
How could you?
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Good news for Simpsons fans. Season 35 and 36 has been renewed.
Ah, right on. You know, I can't say I've seen too many of the newer ones, but it's one of those things stirring the debate, because there are always the people that say, oh, they should have cut it off after season 12 or whatever. Yep. But it's one of those things. It's to the point now, Simpsons, it's like comfort food almost.
Yeah. You know, it's one of those shows that you just kind of turn on the background and just have in the background, you know?
I always watch it with the idea, when it comes to the newer ones, if I get, you know, 2 or 3 good laughs out of an episode at least, it's still doing its job.
You're good. Yeah. you're content with the show in that
sense. It might not be a laugh every, you know, couple of seconds like it was maybe in the earlier years, but still, it has its moments.
Yeah, I've only ever seen some of the older ones. I haven't watched a whole lot of the newer ones. Like you said, because they're all on Disney Plus now, right? And I can kind of go back and kind of just watch them. And they're nice and short, too. So if you're hunkered down for time and you've only got like 40 minutes till you got to be somewhere, you can watch an episode in 20 minutes.
Exactly. Yeah, you could fit 2 in there.
Yeah, exactly. It works out perfect, right?
Oh, I still love, I believe it's season 8, I think, that has most of my favorite episodes in it. So.
Yeah. Is there a specific episode that stands out to you?
Oh, my goodness. Well, Frank Grimes is one of my favorites. The softball episode, the Beer Baron.
Oh,
there's
a
lot of great ones, and they're in that season 7 and 8 area.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, usually, like, there's always one season that stands out for you in any television series, mm-hmm. right? You're just like, that season was unmatchable. It doesn't matter what they do after that. It's hard to
just
match it.
Still so good.
It's More Mornings with Avery and Reader. I mean, what could possibly go wrong?
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Yesterday was having trouble with a washing machine in my place, and I ended up discovering that I have to clean the coin trap. Yeah, that thing had not been cleaned in a very, very long time.
Yeah, you sent me a picture of it. That was pretty gross.
Oh, there was a bunch of stuff in there.
It was like black goo, and it. I thought I saw a pair of tweezers in there and or bobby pins or something. I don't know.
There was toothpicks in there. There was like the flossers, you know, those purple flossers. Yeah. I think the flosser was just in there so long that it turned black.
Oh, my gosh.
It was just nasty. There was hairpins in there. It was gross, but... yeah, that kind of made me feel like an adult fixing my own washing machine in a weird way.
Welcome to home ownership.
Yes, that was it's that sort of stuff that like makes me wish it was still renting, you know. Just call someone, "Hey, this isn't working. Come fix it for me."
If nothing else, it's a good reminder to make sure you empty all your pockets before you put stuff in the wash.
Yes, exactly, because I didn't know like how much stuff actually goes into the washer and then gets sucked up by it. And
I've had stuff go through the wash and not realize it until later. Like I've had a tube of Blistex in my pants pocket. And fortunately, the cap stays on and everything stayed all within, but it didn't wreck anything. But yeah, it's like gone through the wash and everything. And it's like, oh, please don't melt everywhere.
Remember the tragedy of like leaving your wallet in the wash back in the day, like when the money was still like paper. You know? But now it's like all you got to really worry about is potential receipts or anything like that in your wallet.
Yeah, exactly. Fortunately, that's one thing I've never had go through the wash.
I've done it once or twice, I think.
Really?
Yeah, once or twice. It happened like at the farm, and I think I just didn't take my wallet out of my pants.
Oh, my.
And they went through. It was unfortunate.
You're thinking, where the heck is it? Oh, no.
And I realized halfway through the load, too, right? Like, I was looking for it, and I'm like, where did it go? Like, where could it be? And yet, like, halfway through the
sure
load.
Sure enough.
Like, yep, that's probably where it is.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And then all you got to do is, like, pull out all your cards and stuff and let the wallet air dry. That's all you can really do.
Yeah, and just hope nothing's been wrecked.
Yeah. Pray to God that nothing's been wrecked.
Yeah.
Avery's sworn enemy, autocorrect. He can't duckling handle it anymore.
Well, you can't say that on the radio.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
To those who are out and about early on this morning and maybe later on yesterday afternoon when the snow came down, of course, people were trying to scramble and make sure that they were driving safely, but shout out to the people who are clearing the roads out there.
Yes, indeed. All the plows going. I know there were plows going down Smith Street while I was on my way to work this morning. I could hear them going through the night in some of the parking lots and the alleys and stuff downtown. Of course, it's always a big job when you got somewhere the size of Yorkton or some of the other communities in our listening area that it takes a little while to get all the snow moved out of the way.
Of course, and those people work pretty wicked hours.
Yeah.
They're up during the night and in the early parts of the morning so that snow can be out of here so people can get to where they need to go.
Yeah, the work doesn't stop, and we appreciate the work that they do.
For sure. Yesterday, I was snow blowing, made a huge mistake.
Oh?
I was right along the edge of the driveway, just trying to get that portion cleared out. And my extension cord has to run from the front of the house to the street where my car is. And I didn't see the cord was under the snow. And the cord is now two pieces.
Oh, no. things you don't notice right away. And it's always too late by the time you realize
know.
It.
And like the thing was is that I knew that it was like somewhere in there, but I'm like, there's no way that it's that close. And as soon as I thought that,
that's one of those things that when you think it, just check it.
Yeah.
Don't think, it's not there. No, just check it and make sure.
Yeah. It's better to be safe than sorry.
Yep.
Fox FM's Avery loves a good nap, but Reader is the nap champion.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Wondering, are you more of a cat person or a dog person? And tell us why. Lauren Wonder said dogs because when they were growing up, they had a cat that would bite unprovoked.
Ah.
So now she doesn't really trust cats and she avoids them at all costs. You know, some cats are just like that. They just have a need to attack for no reason.
Yes. And Lana Carpick, she said, why are you trying to limit me?
Why can't you be a hamster person?
Why can't you love both?
Yeah. My brother was a tarantula person, and he had a tarantula in our house.
Yeah, that might be pushing it a little too far. For me, anyway.
Yeah, that was not fun the day that it got out one day. Oh, boy.
That would be my nightmare.
It took us an hour to find it, and it was, like, camouflaged in the carpet. Oh. We were, like, worried that we were going to step on it or accidentally kill it.
Yikes.
And then somehow we spotted it in the middle of the room, and we managed to catch it. But ever since then, my brother was, like, paranoid that he had left the cage open by accident. So he had to, like, triple check it before we left.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I would be freaking out.
But yeah, I think the tarantula lived like all the way up until he was in grade 11, and he got it when he was in elementary school.
Oh, so wow.
Lasted a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ate a lot of crickets. We never tried feeding it frogs, though. That's something I always wanted to try.
Wow. I don't know if I'd want to watch that. It'd be like watching a nature documentary in your own house.
Yeah, basically. You just need the narrator inside.
You just need David Attenborough doing the narration. Yeah, exactly.
Once again, text or call 306-783-3699. Are you more of a cat or dog person?
Avery once accidentally drove the wrong way on a double lane highway. He's learned a lot since.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Stacy sent us a photo of her wonderful cat wearing slippers this morning.
That's pretty adorable.
Yes.
I gotta say.
It is. And the cat's like wide-eyed too. Like,
yes. Just look at me. I'm wearing people clothes. Then we also had, got another text in regarding the subject. Said, personally, a dog person, have 11 living with them. 8 are fosters through Paws and Claws. Said, you know, they're always looking for fosters and forever homes. That is a lot.
Yes, that's a lot of animals to have around, for sure. Also, we had someone else text in saying that they're 100% a dog person. They have 4 dogs, and they have never been able to keep cats because they've got so many dogs around.
They just don't get along?
Yeah, I'd imagine that, like, with that many animals in one place, it would probably be a lot to handle, you know?
Oh, true enough. We also had a Q comment. She likes both. She just can't be around them too long because of allergies.
Yes, allergies can get in the way. That's always annoying. Yeah. Like, my mom's allergic to horses, and she loves horses. Like, just adores them, but she can't, like, be in a rodeo or anything like that, you know?
My one brother and his family, they have, I believe it's a golden doodle. Teddy is a little golden doodle.
Oh, yeah.
And he's hypoallergenic. It was one of the reasons they got him is because he's supposed to be something that won't play havoc with allergies. And he's a cute little guy,
too. That's awesome.
They've had him for a long time, probably 12 years or more. He's definitely a part of the family.
Well, that's good. Yeah, it's nice when you find a little bit of a solution there, right?
Yeah.
Because you can only take so much Benadryl before you get a little sleepy, right?
Yes.
Once again, text or call 306-783-3699. Are you a cat or dog person?
Fox FM's Reader is doing well this winter.
He's only gone through 3 block heater cords.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Earlier on this week, the dog Angus came to visit us from Paws and Claws Rescue here in Yorkton. He's a Pyrenees cross, 12 weeks old, and just the cutest dog ever.
Yes, and if you would think maybe you have some love to give and would like to give Angus a forever home, we'd love to hear from you. And of course, Paws and Claws Animal Rescue would love to hear from you as well. He's just a gorgeous dog and so friendly.
Oh, exactly. We had him in the office here, and people were playing with him for at least the entire hour that he was here. And, you know, everyone would love to have a office dog around here. We were like, can we get the office dog?
please, can we?
Can we keep it?
Yeah. Oh, he's very friendly. He loves other dogs, and he tries to play with the cats. He loves people. He goes for walks twice a day. He has great recall, and he's leash training. He's house training and doing really good. He's already a big puppy. He's about 11 or 12 kilos. In my head, I can't do the mental math to figure out what that works out.
How many pounds that is, yeah.
But he's already a big pup, and he's going to be big, as we were saying before. Big paws already, and once he kind of grows into his body, he is going to be a big boy.
25 pounds is what it would be.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, so he's going to be a big pupper as he gets older and older here. And if you are interested in adopting Angus, all you got to do is email them at pawsandclawsyorkton@gmail.com, pawsandclawsyorkton@gmail.com. You can also call 306-621-2113 or 306-516-7660.
And you can also visit pawsandclawsyorkton.ca to find out more information.
Here's got a new line of multivitamins. Get them in steak, rib, chicken, and pulled pork. Gold.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Text or call us 306-783-3699. We're wondering, are you a cat or dog person? Sharon Lochner said she's more of a fan of dogs. She finds them more protective and more of a companion, as she sent us a photo of her two dogs hunkering down on the couch.
Yeah, Jocelyn Vranai said both. She's had dogs and cats, love them both, currently in the cat phase.
Ah, yes. Sometimes you do go through phases if you like both of them, right? Like, okay. I'd say if I went to the farm, probably would hang out with the dogs more because they're more present in the yard as of right now. But once like spring comes around and you get the kittens flowing through, then you become more of a cat person in the farm.
Yeah. Speaking of cats, Danette Hoffman said, four cats here, love them all. She likes dogs as well, though.
Yeah, I don't know if you can really like sway to one side completely. I think you're kind of like both feet in both sides, but usually you just lean more one way, right?
Yeah, and I mean, put one in front of me and I will pet the kitty or I will play with the dog, one or the other. It doesn't matter.
Text or call 306-783-3699. Let us know, do you prefer cats or dogs?
Fox FM Mornings with Avery and Reader. More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
It's time for the Generation Juggle with Fox FM's Avery and Reader.
All right, you've got a few things for me today?
Yeah, we'll see if you can catch some of these here. The first one for you, you might get this one. What is starter?
Starter. Oh, gosh. Is it that little, like, wooden block that you throw into a fire? I don't know. Am I thinking of something completely off?
We're on different wavelengths here.
Oh, boy.
Yes. Starter, in the 90s, especially, if you wanted to rep your team, one of the main ways to do it, rock a little starter gear, especially the jackets and the hats.
Oh, okay.
The big, bright, loud colors, big logos, everybody wanted them. I remember friends having Charlotte Hornets and Chicago Bulls jackets, and everybody had the snapback ball caps with their favorite teams on them. And actually, for a while, they had sponsorship deals with all the four major leagues. At one point, they were even the uniform provider for the CFL.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, okay. So that'd be starter. They're still around doing their things.
Okay.
Okay, how about a flock of seagulls?
Flock of seagulls. Oh, boy. Sounds like a band.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes, they are. They are a new wave band that was big in the 80s. Their big hit probably would be, I ran so far away. And the lead singer had the most ridiculous hairstyle.
Yeah.
I was reading about it. It was Mike Score. He had a signature backcombed haircut, which apparently was supposed to resemble a waterfall, and it just looked silly.
Just looked bad.
But I'm sure there were a lot of people that were emulating it and going with it too, because he had it, so they were going to have it too, but it just did not look that great.
Famous people rub off on people like
that,
you know?
Yeah. And finally, one more. Strange Brew.
Strange Brew. Oh, boy. Sounds like a drink of some kind. I'm going to say it's like a coffee.
It's actually a classic comedy movie from back in 1983, featuring two of the most popular characters in the history of SCTV, everyone's favorite hosers, Bob and Doug McKenzie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Dave Thomas and Rick Moranis, who played Bob and Doug, they also co-directed the movie. It was loosely based on elements of Shakespeare's Hamlet, which I didn't realize. But basically, the evil Brewmeister Smith, played by Max von Sydow, who has been in all kinds of things, including The Exorcist and a ton of other movies over the years, he was developing a plan to take over the world by contaminating Elsinore beer with a mind-control drug. But eventually, of course, Bob and Doug saved the day.
Ah, well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like an entertaining comedy movie.
Oh, yeah. It was a beauty, eh?
It's a beauty, eh? And that's another edition of the Generation Juggle here this morning.
Avery and Reader are office chair racing in the hallway again. So here's more hits, more favorites, Fox FM!